good evening. Welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
Surprise, we're a little bit earlier than we usually do on Sunday, but surprise.
Surprise.
Surprise, there we go.
Sorry, that wasn't very
That was a good surprise, but yeah, if you follow us on Twitter, I mentioned that we're doing it a bit earlier because we're actually going over to a friend of mine's house shortly after we record this, and we're going to be watching a show called The Walking Dead. Now, Rochelle and I don't have cable anymore since we cut that about a month or so ago. Wow, that long. It's crazy.
I don't even know what this show is.
It's about zombies, Rochelle.
Oh, I don't like zombies.
But it's good. It's
but even though I dressed up as a zombie for Halloween.
But it's the same network that puts out Mad Men and Breaking Bad.
Oh, okay.
So
it should be good then.
It should be good. I've seen a few clips from it, and it does look pretty good.
And what did you dress up as for Halloween, Eric?
Let me tell you about my awesome costume. All right. Because how it worked out was this.
I'm just going to grab something, okay?
Sure. I had no idea what I was going to wear about, I guess, on Friday. And then Rochelle and I had a Halloween party that we were going to in the evening. So I went. There's a store near where we live that opens up about a week, maybe about... yeah, there we go. Fantastic.
What is that, Eric?
That was my costume. I got a cheap cheap $5 cheap $5 horse mask, and I wore that on my face.
But I think it was for kids because it didn't really fit.
It was definitely for kids because the way it works is it's kind of like a headband with like a nose that goes in front, and you push on the front of the nose and makes the noise. There we go. But clearly it's designed for either a child or for an adult with a normal size head, not like...
No, it doesn't even fit my head.
All right. So it's definitely for a child then.
Yeah.
All right. So I had to buy a child's costume.
Yep.
But it was a hit, let me tell you.
I think the best photo that I got was our friend Jared dressed up as a Mountie.
Yeah.
And then there's a picture of Jared riding Eric the horse.
Yeah, that was...
Mountie riding the horse.
That was fantastic, let me tell you.
It's awesome. And yeah. The most disturbing picture I got of myself. Okay, so I dressed up as a zombie bride. So I just used my 80s wedding dress from last year from my stagette. Yeah. Poured a whole bunch of fake blood all over it, and then made my face look gruesome and et cetera. It was, I looked gross. I looked just so gross.
I don't know. You looked a bit creepy. Bit.
Did you see that picture?
Yeah, I looked a bit gothy.
No, did you see the picture where, okay, so we went over to our friend's house and she has a dog, and there's a picture of me with the dog's ear in my mouth. And the dog is laying on the wedding dress.
I know. It's weird.
So fucked up.
It's like, funny because I came over and I had the thing that mask on my face, and I pressed the button to make the noise, and immediately the dog was like wanting to make out with the mask. It's like, what the fuck is going on? And not like in the kind of way like where a dog is like, hey, how are you doing? And wants to lick your face. But no, this is like, oh, here's another animal type creature I want to get involved with. You saw it.
I know. I think she just wanted to lick your face or something.
I don't know. Thought I was another dog.
Yeah.
It's a very convincing $5 costume. I'm definitely sure. While this is on my mind, I'll just say this. Now, for the last couple episodes, we've been mentioning that we're having a Tip Tap Tip song contest where you either remix or re-record our theme, which is, of course... that, and you send it to us, and we'll get you a prize, or we'll send you out stuff, and this and that will be great. Now, Rochelle was a bit of a naysayer, and she was thinking that no one would send anything in, and she's being all negative, all glass.
Whatever.
Half empty, but we did get an entry, and we're actually pretty happy about that.
And what did the guy say when he sent, like, the email that he sent you?
Oh, I
what
wish
did
I,
it say again?
I wish I had
it. It was
that.
Like,
here's proving Rochelle wrong.
And then also something about this will make the drunk in the chat happy or something. Like,
something like that, yeah. Now, look, let me just see if I can get that here.
Anyway, it was pretty cute. The only reason why I was skeptical is because we've asked people to send us emails or call us or whatever, and people are just a little bit reluctant to do that.
So. Now, I'm looking at our live chat, and the drunk is asking about some kid humming that, and we say, well, actually, it's funny because I remember that like a while
back. Whatever your ideas are, really.
A while back, actually, this is like several months before we had even thought of the song contest. A buddy of ours, Mason, actually did this. Wasn't really an official entry, but I have it kicking around in case situations like this. But this is actually an official. The one I'm going to be playing is an official song, I guess a redo of our song by a gentleman named John Meadows, who sent this in, and I'll play for it right about now. Here we go. Pretty happy about that, let me tell you.
Yes, I like that little like harpsichord type thing because we were talking about harpsichords.
Oh, it didn't even actually occur to me that's why that was in there.
Yeah.
All right, so that's bonus points.
Bonus points. Yes.
So okay, that's cool. We got harpsichord, and we got a theme song. So
yeah.
So anyways, our contest is going up into I guess episode 200, which case we'll I guess we'll play all the entries.
What's this episode?
This is 196.
Ooh.
Getting there. We're getting pretty close.
Very close.
We still have no ideas what we're going to do for the show. Oh, well, I guess we'll figure it out.
Which is why we're open to suggestions.
We are always open to suggestions. but anyways, if you want to remix or re-record our theme song, please do. Send the MP3 to info@tiptaptip.com, and we'll gladly play it on our show because we like everything that we get. And also, if you have any ideas for our 200th episode, also, please send them as well. info@tiptaptip.com. What do you got in your hand, Rochelle?
Besides getting drunk, because that's not really an idea.
Okay, Rochelle has a handful of candy.
Yeah, because, you know, for the salon on Saturday, I decided that all the hairstylists were going to get dressed up. Which didn't really work because my stylist Mark didn't want to wear his ninja outfit to work because he thought it would break because it wasn't very good quality.
Fair enough.
So me and my stylist Carol, we both dressed up as zombies, and I was like, zombie hairdresser. And then on the way to work, I was like, oh, well, if we're going to do that, I should get some candy. So I went to London Drugs and picked up some Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, the worst part is, Rochelle, tomorrow I have a dentist cleaning. And I've been eating candy, like, all weekend.
Well, if you want to, like, we don't need to keep this candy. We could put it in a bowl and put it downstairs and people in our apartment can have it.
I think that might be a good idea because...
I thought about doing that because somebody did that for Easter, which is really nice.
I'm going to get, like, such a guilt trip tomorrow when I go to the hygienist and she'll look at, like, all this shit which is on my teeth, like candy left over, all this shit.
You just have to brush them good, man.
I know. And, oh, man. Trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Trouble. So anyways, let's just get on with what we're talking about here. Pardon me.
I'm excited to get more people's entries for the theme song.
Yeah, you're a big naysayer, and now you're all excited. So don't let Rochelle down. She'll get really sad.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a big innovation in the field of toilet tissue.
A drum roll for a revolutionary toilet paper roll made, you better sit down for this, without the cardboard tube.
Do you feel any attachment to this?
Only because I call my kids with this.
I made bong pipes with this in college.
Now the makers of Scott Tissue are testing tubeless toilet paper in Northeast Market.
In a nutshell, Rochelle, toilet paper without tubes.
Who cares?
Well, I kind of care, because speaking about our bathroom, we have this tiny little garbage can sitting beside the toilet, which inevitably always gets filled up with those stupid fucking tubes.
I know, but that's because this person who lives in our place, his name is Eric, he thinks that that's the only garbage can in the bathroom, but really there's a bigger one.
There's another person.
And then that one gets really full and overflowed with tubes. And sometimes he tries to put shampoo bottles in there.
That's right.
Way too big as shit to put in the small one. And then the big one is totally empty and he doesn't even look at it.
So what you're saying, Rochelle, is that there's another person that's living here whose name also is Eric? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, well, clearly you got to
keep... That person sucks.
You gotta put me, keep me in the loop here. Cause
they also always forget to take the garbage out, too.
Because clearly this other person, Eric, is not paying their share of the rent.
Actually, they're paying all of it.
Oh, wait, they are. Never mind. Yeah, so... you know, I guess with these things is somehow they'll take away something, but they'll also find a way to charge more for it.
Yeah. So, like, when my priority is when I buy toilet paper.
Yeah.
What's the cheapest? Because all you do is wipe your ass with it and throw it out. Like,
well, I'll tell you what the cheapest is. Take a shower.
That's why I want a bidet.
Oh my god! I would totally be into that. Like, why hasn't something like that taken off?
No white flakes left behind with a bidet.
Oh man, it's like a
never run out of toilet paper with a bidet.
It's like a big blast of sunshine up your ass. It's like, I know.
It'd be awesome,
man.
You wouldn't have to shower for like a month.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Well, okay, maybe not really.
Well, I don't know about me, Rochelle, but maybe you could get away with that.
Yeah.
Seeing as you go sometimes a few days.
Shut up. Oh my goodness, the drunk is saying that you're spraying water up your ass, you're being raped by water.
No, I think it's more like you're having consensual sex with water. Right? It's not being raped.
Yeah, because you have to turn it on.
Exactly.
You decide.
Yeah. Actually, I'm just reading the live chat, and Lonnie Taylor is saying, you could have a montage episode. We actually did something like that. I think it was over the last Christmas vacation, episode 100 and
something. Yeah, you kind of put stuff together.
Yeah, I threw that together. I'll throw that in the episode links. It was kind of our best of, if you will, of all the interesting moments from episode 1 to episode 100. Episode 100.
That was good.
Yeah, so check that out. It's kind of a primer.
I kind of like that. Maybe you should do that again for episode 200.
Yeah, but the thing is, I forget like all the interesting moments. What's happened between this?
I know there's so much.
Yeah, so
we're just too awesome.
Or
there, you can put that part in it.
No, we're just too forgetful. I think is the more accurate. Because I can't remember. Like I can't remember what I talked about. Like
two or three. Well, when you have done like 200 shows, it's hard to remember everything.
Yeah, it was. Okay, so toilet paper. I remember actually one time about 4 years ago, they came out with something called, because they have the double roll, which I love. Mm-hmm. I love the double roll, but they came out with something fucking ridiculous called the quadruple roll. Or was it the triple roll? I can't remember. But what you had to do is you had to order away for this fucking attachment, right? Because your standard toilet paper dispenser, there's just not the radius of this gigantic roll of toilet paper is too big that they had to build like an extender to actually move it out.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I don't think our toilet paper holder would... I don't think it would really make a difference.
No.
Because it's just like a hook.
Yeah, it's kind of stupid.
I like it.
Yeah, it works, but it's whatever. Eat your Mike and Ikes.
I know, I'm sorry. They're really yummy.
Yeah. Wish I could have some, but...
See, I would be the opposite of you. I'd be like, well, I'm getting my teeth cleaned tomorrow. I'll just eat lots of candy.
No, that's... No, because...
It's kind of like, hey, if we were going to have someone to come over to our place to clean our house and we were paying them for it...
Yeah.
Would you clean it before they came over?
That's true. But, you know, but they also, like, you have to realize when you're in this chair for an hour or whatever, right? And they're all up in your shit. They're giving you like a guilt trip, like, oh, it looks like you have a bit of gingivitis. Have you been brushing? Yes, I've been brushing, right? But apparently not good enough.
Oh, see, I never got that. I just talk about other stuff.
Well, you can't, because like usually they're doing the thing, and like you're like.
I don't think I talked about like how bad my teeth were once the last time I went to go get them cleaned, and I hadn't had them cleaned for like 5 years.
Bad or show.
That's why it took like 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, I got a.
It's great. I'm saving up for the next time in 5 years.
Yeah, in 5 years I'll be getting new teeth.
You want to kiss these teeth, huh?
I'll be kissing new teeth in 5 years if you keep that up. We'll be. Oh.
Really? I can get new teeth?
Yeah, okay. Get brand new teeth.
That's awesome.
I don't think you're getting the point what I'm saying, Rochelle.
Dentures, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Don't you think that'd be kind of kinky? Ooh, sweet. I could take my dentures out.
No. Actually, as a matter of fact, Rochelle, I do not think that would be kinky, if you will. I think that would be kind of gross. I think this is a word I'm looking for. So, you keep your weird fantasies to yourself.
No, I'm just saying that because it was in the movie.
Which movie was this?
That one with Jim Carrey where he can't lie. And then there's the old lady. And no, we can't say no. And then there's the old lady who lives next door, and that's what she does.
She takes out her teeth and...
Mm-hmm.
But then what? I haven't seen this movie.
Proceeds to do sexual acts.
Oh, she gums him, basically. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Fantastic.
It was a funny movie, actually.
I don't remember. Did I see that? I can't remember.
It was, we were watching it on the bus, on the Greyhound.
Oh, of course.
Red Arrow, sorry.
Dogs get disco club in Manhattan.
Really?
Yeah. New Yorkers can now drop their dogs off at Manhattan's first dog disco when they spend a night on the town, the firm's co-founder said. The Fetch Club in New York's financial district features a disco ball, stain-resistant carpeting for dogs who like to shit, throw up, and piss all over the place, and a sheepskin rug where dogs can get a massage once they're all danced out, the New York Post reported. When the canines are done cutting the rug, they can dine on barbecued squirrel treats. What?
Oh, that's gross.
Or even dog sushi, co-founder Jenna Lee said. This is just an example, Rochelle, of people who have too much money.
Mm-hmm. And no kids.
Too much money and no concept of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
The pampered pups can also curl up on luxurious daybed scattered around the floor. And if they're dog tired, they can head over to the sheepskin for their mutt massage. They love to stretch out on this rug and get a gentle rub down, Lee said. Fetch Club. Why? Why?
They're fucking dogs. Like, you just, like, let them run in the forest. Catch some birds or something, and they'll be happy.
I don't get this world, Rochelle. I give up.
It's funny, because people who have dogs think that their dogs need to have the same luxuries that they have, but their dogs are not people.
A dog is happy licking its own balls. No, it's for real. It's just like,
I know.
And then, you know, you're getting its squirrel treats or whatever the fuck, and it's totally happy eating through your garbage, and it gets the same satisfaction eating your shit.
Yeah, it's called taking your dog for a walk.
I know.
And guess what?
What?
That's free.
Yeah, there you go. You don't have to pay for that. I'm sure there's no disco balls when you're taking a dog for a walk.
I'm sure a dog could give a shit about disco balls and sheepskin rugs. Like, they care. It's crazy, man. If there was a cat disco...
Oh, first of all, the cat would go crazy chasing all the lights.
That would actually be really funny.
And then...
Don't you think at a place like this, I wonder if the dogs are on leash or off leash, if they actually are able to, like, socialize with other dogs without humping them or attacking them.
Yeah, it's weird because dogs are...
Aggressive. Like,
they're very territorial. Like,
yeah.
Especially if you have a mix of types of dogs. Like, you know, you get like a bull mastiff and a chihuahua in a room.
Yeah.
And the bull mastiff decides that the chihuahua is lunch. Yeah, good luck.
So, I know that I don't like dogs. You know why?
Why is that?
Because I had a dream and it was like a nightmare and I was being chased by a whole group of like dogs that were all different dogs.
Yeah.
And then I climbed up on this ledge or something to hide from the dogs, and they just all tried to like jump up and bite me.
Okay.
That was what I dreamt.
Huh.
Isn't that weird?
It's crazy.
So I'm not a dog person.
Right. Okay. Rochelle and I have been watching the Netflix slot recently. Rochelle watched this interesting movie the other day, which came out in the 1970s. I've heard of this movie, but I guess Rochelle kind of beat me to it in watching it.
I just heard about this name from a podcast I was listening to. It was an old-time radio podcast sci-fi story where these people had stored the souls of other dead people in birds.
Okay.
And one of the birds was Hitler, and the other one was this named Caligula, and I had no idea what Caligula or who that person was. And then I was like going through Netflix, and I'm like, Caligula? What? That's real? Like, I had no idea. So I looked at it, and I saw that Malcolm McDowell was in it and Helen Mirren, and I'm like, oh, well, I like Malcolm McDowell and Helen Mirren, so sure, I'll watch it.
Now,
and then I started watching it, and it's fucking weird.
It is fucking weird. Like
just lots of like naked people lying all over the place,
and
Malcolm McDowell's like pretty much naked, and Helen Mirren's, there's one part where she's totally naked.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like the movie itself was produced by the publisher of Penthouse magazine, Bob Guccione Jr. And it came out in 1979, but I believe it was filmed in like 75 and 76. And it's funny because I'll play the trailer shortly, and you'll kind of hear this is the voiceover of Bob Guccione Jr. kind of saying his vision of this movie and what he had to say about that. So
cool.
My name is Bob Guccione. I promise to make a new kind of motion picture. A picture so controversial, so innovative in its magnitude, that it would fundamentally change the viewing habits of the theater-going public. I made that film, and it's called Caligula. If striking new ground for the first time, if experiencing something that no one has ever felt before is as important to you as it is to me, I recommend that you see and experience Caligula.
An analysis film release for mature audiences only.
Yeah, no shit for mature audiences only. I watched a bit of this just the other day to kind of see what the fuss was about. Apparently, the version which is available on Netflix is the R-rated version, right? So I guess, but there is an X-rated version out there which has.
And I thought R-rated was the highest.
No, there's X-rated, which is like apparently
so
in the X-rated.
What is like triple X then?
Well, basically like full on like sex, like you see, like,
oh, okay.
You see actual sex happen, and there's.
But wouldn't you see that in X?
Or just. I'm not sure what the what distinguishes like X and triple X. Maybe they're the same thing. I don't know. But anyways, apparently in the
maybe triple X is just three times as much.
I think in the X-rated version of Caligula, there's like full on like sex and all this stuff. So, but yeah, I watched a bit of the version which is available on Netflix, and there's just naked people hanging around. There's
yeah, but it wasn't like a porno though. Like, there was actually this story about Caligula, and he was fucking nuts. I think he pretty much, like, he made himself into a god.
Yeah.
And killed a whole bunch of people, and was in love with his sister. Sister had really perky boobs.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that.
And then Helen Mirren was just the lady that his sister basically made him marry.
Okay, yeah.
So that people would stop talking about how he was, you know, with his sister.
Yeah, but he actually was really into his sister.
Yeah. And then the one thing that, and I don't know if this is historically accurate, but the one thing that was the most fucked up is he's like, who makes the most money? Pimps. Who has the most money? Senators' wives. well, why don't we just pimp out the senator's wives to the pimps? It's just like, these people didn't even want, like, they didn't want their wives to be pimped out, but because he came up with this idea,
I was doing a bit of research on him, because I was kind of curious after seeing a bit of the movie, is what the real guy was actually about. And he was actually only Roman emperor for 4 years, period. Like, you know, because I guess...
Sorry, the drunk is saying that he made his horse the second most powerful person in the Roman Empire.
Remember, there was a horse in the movie, but
They didn't really touch on that point.
But like, no. I know he liked his horse a lot.
Yeah, and like one time he was riding it backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't really know that it was second in command, but oh well. I guess if you like your horse and your emperor, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Nice. But I don't know. I'm glad that I saw a bit of it just to kind of see what it was about, but it's...
But you didn't watch it all?
No, I didn't have time to watch it all.
Hmm.
But yeah, actually it's funny because they had that one part where the sort of lawnmower type situation was cutting off the people's heads. That was kind of awesome.
Disgusting.
It was kind of cool.
Disgusting.
Anyways, if you have Netflix and you have, 2 hours or so to kill?
I don't know. The one thing that I liked that I think we should do, instead of eating dinner at a table, you just like lay on the floor and you have this propped up thing so that you can eat while lying down. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Eat while lying down?
Yeah.
Like just like
that's what the Romans did. They ate while lying down.
All right, so we're going back to the Roman style of eating.
Yeah, I think that'd be fun.
That's right. I can get on board with that. Definitely. Definitely. All right. So.
And cheaper, too, because then you don't have to buy furniture. You just buy pillows.
Love pillows. And then when you're done, you just lie down and you have a nap.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Perfect. Anyway, speaking of food, I got a couple food-related stories here because we always like to... talk about the food. A Toronto cocktail consultancy said it created the cheeseburger cocktail, which contains meat, for Florida Canna's Rums National Sandwich Day event. Florida Canna, based in Nicaragua, sought submissions from beverage experts for November 3rd's National Sandwich Day, and the most protein-filled concoction was the cheeseburger cocktail, which contains a beef stock reduction, Roma tomatoes, fresh iceberg lettuce water. The New York Daily News reported Thursday. The drink is garnished with aged cheddar and a kosher dill pickle. Carnivorous cocktails are becoming a meat lover's libation, said the chef who created it. It's like a meal in a glass. You can pair it with something else meat-based. It's one of those cocktails you'd indulge in if you're eating steak and fries.
Isn't there a rap song about meat shake?
Yeah, there is. But that was just being a joke. I don't think they would ever think that.
I know, but this is, they're actually doing that.
Yeah, but I like cheeseburgers.
I know, but why would you not want to bite into something?
Yeah, but there's the sensation of actually biting into it and the separations of flavors rather than something which is kind of mixed up and tastes like shit.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like eating barf. Basically, or chewed up, pre-chewed hamburger. It's like a
it's mama bird and baby bird.
Exactly.
Like, there you go. Now you can have it because it's been chewed.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, actually, no. Drunk is making a really good point. We need a chocolate cocktail. Now, that is something that I can get on board with. Chocolate? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cheeseburger?
Chocolate milkshake?
Cheeseburger cocktail? Not so much. I don't know.
It's disgusting.
But
you know what? Probably the way that they got to that point was, or of making that protein shake. It's because of all the protein shakes that they're selling now, and those are all powder based. Maybe they thought, why not just get right to the source and just make a.
Are they? So you think they're catering to the Jersey Shore crowd who are chugging back like a meat shake and then pumping some iron?
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Nice. I know. I know we have a blender, but I don't think I could ever get on board with that. It's just wrong.
That's what they do for babies.
I'm an adult. I like
to chew. Because babies don't have teeth.
If I have my teeth, I would like the option of chewing my food.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Just serious.
Or maybe just for like super lazy people, like people who are just like they just don't have the energy to chew, but they want a cheeseburger.
Okay.
Because sometimes I'm really tired and I still want to eat, but
chewing is a lot of effort, right?
It seems like
the work. Preparation of the food,
yeah.
The getting of the food, all this stuff you need to do just to eat. Well, when you can just get like an ice cream machine, but instead of ice cream, it's
no. If you could buy them in cans, like here's your hamburger meal in a can, and it tastes like a hamburger.
I have
seen, and then you just take it out of the fridge, heat it up, and then eat it.
I have seen I have seen canned hamburgers. Yeah, I'll show like you
with a bun.
The whole hamburger.
What?
I don't know. It's kind of mess. It's just like I don't know if it's something which is currently on the market, but I do remember seeing something like that because you can can anything, right? And it's fine. I've seen canned like whole chickens and shit. It's just ridiculous.
Ew.
I know.
Where?
I've just seen the pictures like
online.
Yeah, on the line, but they are actual products.
You know what I saw at Safeway?
What's that?
You're gonna be super excited, but I'm not buying it.
Oh well, okay. Not like I'm not an adult and can't get it myself. What is it?
Just saying, I'm not buying it.
All right.
Baconese.
Oh, you know what? I saw that at London Drugs, and you know what? I like bacon and I like mayonnaise, but some certain flavors do not need to be blended together at all. And you know, and this is coming
really because I think it would be good. That's why I'm not buying it because I know
I like that I
would
you know probably... I like having like a BLT sandwich, and that involves like both bacon and mayonnaise. But you know, you also got some other flavors thrown in the mix, and they're solid. So no, like I've looked at that, and I just can't get on board with it. I don't know, just not my thing.
You know what I don't like?
What's that?
That chunky soup.
Why not?
Because it's meat in a can that's been in a can for a really long time. It just seems kind of gross.
It's good.
I don't really like meat in a can.
Any, like, even if you buy, like, any sort of soup? Like a beef vegetable soup from, like, Campbell's?
No. I only buy tomato soup and mushroom soup.
Chef Boyardee?
No.
Oh, whatever. You said that you totally like beefaroni or something like that.
I told you one time I ate a whole like super huge can of what was it?
I don't know what Chef Boyardee.
Ravioli, Chef Boyardee ravioli, yeah. And it made me really sick. And ever since then, I haven't eaten it again. Okay, so there.
Okay.
I like. I'll eat tuna. Why are we talking about this? It's boring.
Oh, fine. Well, let's. We got a lot of food related clips today.
Oh and my goodness!
This one's about a dog who doesn't. Know what to eat.
Meet Sophie, a Colorado Springs Basset Hound with a taste for metal.
She didn't really want to lay down, like it hurt to lay down, so we, we just kind of knew that's really out of character for her.
Carla Bork noticed her one-year-old dog wasn't feeling well. A trip to the vet and an x-ray revealed the extent of Sophie's appetite. 31 rusty nails, a rabies tag, and some rock-like siding from the house.
Well, my initial reaction was, I'm so glad she's okay. After that, it went to, I'm going to kill her for eating that many nails.
And it turns out the pooch has her younger sibling to blame.
The other dog we have, our black lab, was digging them up, and Sophie would go behind and eat them.
The Borks have since puppy-proofed their home in case Sophie's taste for metal returns. Noel Wagner, the Associated Press.
Nail cocktail? Siding cocktail? No?
There has to be something wrong with that dog for it to want to eat nails.
Yeah, okay. There is.
What?
I don't know, but if it's eating one nail by accident, okay, you're a dog. You're not the smartest. I get it. How many nails did he eat? Like 30?
Something? Lots.
Like, enough that it shows up, like, in an x-ray very clearly.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah. But, I guess you're not a dog person, huh?
No, I don't care.
Yeah, dogs or cats will just... Well, our cats will just eat our plants and puke. Or your plants, rather.
Yeah, because you don't water them.
It's not my job to fucking water them.
It's not my job either.
All right, the plants are dead. Who gives a shit? Well, we have dried plants. Fuck it.
So when I first brought them in from outside, the cat ate quite a bit of the plants, but now they actually have leaves, so she kind of stopped.
Oh, they've clung.
See, look, it's like a plant now.
They've clung to life and are now actually
it's making a comeback.
Nice. All right, yeah. Plant, you can do it. Just as long as Rochelle remembers to water you. Because I sure as fuck can. I'm the worst with plants. I remember.
The one time I went away to Holland for 3 weeks and I came back and all the plants were dead.
Yeah, sorry.
I'm like, fuck. Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I can't.
It's not that hard.
That's why I've never owned a plant. I can't remember these things. They all die.
I can't believe you remember to feed our cat.
Think how I'm going to be with a child.
Well, you feed the cat.
That's true. I do remember. But the plant doesn't, you know, when the plant is hungry, it doesn't say anything. The cat gets up in my shit and lets me know.
Yeah, but it's just called, like, look at the plant. Oh, look, the plant looks like it needs water. And then you water it. That's how the plants tell you that they need water. They turn brown or they start to go, like, soggy and stuff. Just look at it, Eric. You got to be aware of nature.
Pay attention.
Be aware of your surroundings.
All right.
That's Eric's lesson for the day.
All right. Fine. Wrong one.
Thank God. Yes.
Give me a B.
Because I called Sharon Engel a this week.
Give me an I.
I remember you called her a
give me a T.
I'm not sure I want to be your.
But need we spell it out for you? The word rhymes with itch, and Joy Behar kept scratching it on The View.
Sir, is bitch a word that can be bleeped out on TV? I guess daytime TV, right? I don't know. Really?
I don't know. I don't know anything about these types of shows.
It started when Behar reacted to Tea Party candidate Sharon Angle's ad.
Waves of illegal aliens streaming across our border.
I'd like to see her do this ad in the South Bronx. Come here, come to New York and do it.
Round two. In answer to the B word, Sharon Angle responded with a B word of her own. Bouquet. A gorgeous bouquet and a note.
That's a brassiere moment. And it says, Joy raised $150,000 online yesterday. Thanks for your help. Sincerely, Sharon Angle.
The Angle...
Whatever. Bitch.
I don't know.
I don't know.
On daytime television, I guess they have to be careful because what if a kid is like flipping through the channel and then they hear that word and then they start saying it, right?
Is bitch really a bad word though?
Would you want your like 5-year-old kid saying the word bitch because they heard it on TV? No. Okay.
All right.
So I think it's appropriate for them to beep it out.
Beep.
If I was on TV, I wouldn't say the word bitch.
What would your substitute word be? She's such a...
Not a very nice person. I don't know. I don't know anything about who they're talking about either, so it's hard to say something.
All right, so somebody you didn't like a lot.
Just be like, I'm not entirely impressed with her actions.
Wow.
Know, that's a whole bunch of words. Okay, what's the substitute for bitch then?
Cunt.
No.
Oh, you can't say that either, right? Slut. Oh, man, you just can't win with this. It's okay. Let me think, Rochelle.
Cheater.
No.
Cow. Scammer. I don't know.
Skank.
What did she...
Whore.
What did the lady do?
Oh, she put out an ad because it's, I guess, in the next 2 days or so, there's a bunch of elections going on in the States. But she put out a political ad, which one of the hosts of The View objected to and then called her a bitch. Whatever. So, let's see what else. Other words. Let's brainstorm, Rochelle.
Loser.
Loser. That's something you can say on TV.
That's a good... Loser is fine.
All right.
You can say that.
Loser.
What, you don't have any more?
What? I'm you know, after dropping the C word.
Or else you know what you can do? You can just say, she's a bleep. And then you just kind of like made the beeping noise.
Actually, that'd be funny. Right, remember this lady?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
This is the last one I have.
We need to get paid by this chick.
Hi, I'm Catherine. I wrote the book, The Single Girl's Guide to Meeting European Men. So the word around town is that guys have been reading my book to get a glimpse into girls' heads. Quite sneaky. How do I know this? Well, I have caught them actually referring to the made-up code words in my single girl's slanctionary. Let's take a peek into the guys.
Do you think she's
slanctionary?
Yes.
What the fuck is that?
That's her
slang dictionary? Oh my goodness.
Code words in my single girl's slanctionary. Let's take a peek into the guy's lives.
Yeah, hi.
Do you think she's into leather and chains, that woman? Do you think she's into, like, kinky shit?
Well, she definitely likes it up the ass. I don't know about, like,
kinky. To me, like, she looks...
I don't... Why do you say that?
I don't know. I just get the impression that she's the kind of woman who likes to be peed on. I know. Is it just me? am I grasping?
Maybe you just want to pee on her.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
She's so fake on these things. Like, she's such a bad actress too. So it's hard to really tell what her personality is actually like. Yeah. I find.
I think she would enunciate every syllable when she said, "Fuck me up the ass."
I'd like to order a book. The Single Girl's Guide to Meeting European Men. No, it's for my sister. Oh, okay.
So anyways, this dude's bought a book. He's put it on a fake cover around it. So
sneaky.
So he's sneaky, and he's talking to his buddies.
So the hot girl from the hike flipped her hair. Does that mean she's into me?
Yeah, well, according to tip 25, yeah.
Do you think so the guys are reading this book to get inside the heads of the girls?
No, they should be. I am.
Nice soundtrack, by the way.
This guy is putting a magazine on the outside.
Now I get women.
Yeah, you know, I don't know Catherine that well. What sort of girl do you think she is?
I think she's the type of girl that likes to be peed on, according to chapter 25.
Well, we know she's not a sex capedo, because in tip 21, she says she's not into random play.
Yeah, and she's not a princess bride, because she wasn't in Europe trying to find the love of her life.
She's a fun seeker all the way. Any girls who knows the international language of pantomime, it's all about fun. Oh, gotta go. Hey, Katrine, have a seat. I was just reading the newspaper, a very interesting article.
I bet.
I'm gonna put just right there.
For the 411...
Anyways, blah, blah, blah. Then there's her commercial for the her stupid book. Meeting European Men. Yeah, okay. I know...
I don't like it. We've heard so many of these, and they're so cheesy. Like, when you first showed it to me, I thought it was something out of the 80s that you found as a joke, and then I found out that it was actually real and existing now, and it just makes me want to puke. This lady has written this and has... some sort of success from it, because it's so dumb.
Why? Because are you jealous of her success?
No, it's just so dumb. Well, like, if one of my friends came out to me and they're like, "Hey, Rochelle, I have this great idea.
Yeah,
it's going to get me so much money, and it's going to be so awesome. I'm going to write a book about meeting European men." I look at them and be like, "That's stupid. Don't do it." You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Well, you'll be happy to know that that's probably the I think we've gone through all of her available videos, unless She's put up a new one.
And we don't, I don't want to see it.
I know. I'm not playing anymore today.
Okay, good.
Maybe in a couple.
Maybe you have a secret crush on her.
I don't know. No.
Why do you keep on playing the videos then?
Because they're funny.
Okay.
They make me laugh for sure. And I enjoy them a lot. Is that good?
I guess so. Just checking to see if she's another brand power lady.
Oh, don't even get me started.
Just saying.
Apparently this is a thing in the States.
Just over 2 weeks ago, 9 college students in central Washington state were hospitalized and one almost died after consuming alcohol at a weekend party. Now their school, Central Washington University, has determined the students were sickened by consuming a high alcohol energy drink called Four Loko and not a date rape drug as some students originally suspected. The finding has prompted the state attorney general to call for a ban on caffeinated malt liquors, even though an earlier proposal died in the state legislature. And Monday, the state's governor issued a statement saying she supports such a proposal. The party took place at this home away from campus, and the school says all of the sickened students were freshmen and inexperienced drinkers, ranging in age from 17 to 19. Officials say some students had blood alcohol levels ranging from 0.12, which is well above the legal limit to drive, to an unbelievable 0.35.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. A friend of ours actually went to the States about a month or so ago, and I remember he was mentioning this beverage when he was going. He says, this is the craziest shit. Because I guess it's like, it's fairly high alcohol content, like 14% or something like that. And then it's caffeinated on top of that. And you just.
That's fucked.
And it tastes like sugar. So you just pound it back and you don't realize how fucked up you're getting. But, apparently, well, I don't know. On one hand, yeah, okay, this beverage is kind of crazy. But on the other hand, 17 to 19 year olds are inexperienced drinkers, and if they're not drinking that, then they'll be drinking like 20 beers or whatever, right? And getting the same amount of fucked up.
Yeah, but the thing with the Four Loko one though is because it has caffeine in it, it's gonna fuck you up differently because it's the same as if you have like 4 or 5 Red Bull and your heart your heart can't take that shit.
Yeah. Oh, you good?
Wow.
All right, just one.
Crazy. Anyway, so because remember our friend Shane, he was working up north, and some dude had a heart attack from drinking too much Red Bull.
No, it was like a stroke. He drank like six of them during, I guess, like, whatever period of time, and then because he was working in northern Alberta, where we live, like kind of out in the field, nowhere near a city or where any sort of medical attention could get to them in any quick amount of time, he basically had a stroke out in the field and no one was able to get to him for like an hour or so, and then he was kind of all messed up and really is unable to work now.
Yeah. And probably unable to function normally.
Yeah, exactly. He's all Dick Clarked out.
Basically. So it's probably those drinks is the same as vodka, Red Bull or whatever.
Which are tasty, I'll say, but
I know, but I've had one of those, and you didn't see me for the whole night. I was just
flying.
Yeah.
Woo.
It's fucked.
Yeah, because
I couldn't imagine, like, fuck, man, if I had more than one of those. Oh.
Because you brought home all those Red Bulls from work. I guess you got a bunch in from, I guess, the people at Red Bull. They dropped them off.
Yeah, right? They just do, like, free promotion stuff.
And do they require anything of you, or these?
No.
Just give them out to
clients. Just give them to clients. It's just a way to get people hooked on it.
Oh, it's like a drug.
Yeah, totally.
I did have a few when they were here.
It's like when they first started to promote cigarettes to little kids. Mm. They would give cigarettes to kids for free.
Mm. You itchy?
And then the kids got hooked, and then they smoked until they were like 80.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Students have since recovered and are back in class, and the school's police chief says an investigation into how they got the alcohol is still underway. A 23.5-ounce can of Four Loko has an alcohol content of 12%, making it comparable to drinking 4 beers, according to the company's website. And officials say the caffeine in the...
Sorry, what? Four beers? Let me do my math.
In this, no, in the States, the beer has lower alcohol content.
Like, okay.
Than in Canada.
So we're talking like 3% for beers? Why?
I don't know.
Like, that seems like
you didn't know that?
I knew it was lower, but I didn't realize it was like 3%. Am I right? This seems just kind of...
Yeah, maybe like 3 to... What's it here? 5?
It's usually like 5, like, you know, a low beer is like 4.5, right? Well, these are higher because we're drinking right now. We're just drinking these
ciders.
Cider type things.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's I just know it's lower in the States. I don't know how much.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that would explain when I went to Vegas one time, I was drinking all over the place and was never really drunk.
Yeah.
But I think they also water down shit in Vegas a lot, too. It's not because they want people to drink, but they also don't want them to pass out so they can still actually gamble.
Yeah, that's what it's like in Mexico, too.
Mm. So you just buy the hard shit. That's what you do.
That's why you drink the tequila.
Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of Mexico, Rochelle and I are going to be going there in a couple weeks. Yeah, I see the time. And so, yeah. We're looking for that. We're gonna be.
Me too. I'm gonna go fake in baking.
But what are the one of the things that I'm gonna do is just so that because we're gonna be gone for about like a week or so, is I'm gonna put a few of the older shows up in the feed so that if you are subscribed to our podcast, you'll still be getting all stuff sort of automatically delivered, stuff you might not have checked out earlier, but stuff that we don't necessarily have to actually sit down and record because we already did it. It'll just be like magic.
It's like cheating.
It is. Well,
it's totally cheating.
It's totally cheating. You're right. Let me just see here. What else we got here? Because we're going to actually wrap it up fairly quickly. But before we do, we got a couple more stories. So I'll just make this quick. I'll make it quick, Rochelle. Don't hit. All right. We got one more thing. Now, this is something that I think Rochelle could totally get on board with. And because this is probably like no big deal for Rochelle.
What?
Man eats nothing but potatoes for 60 days. Nothing.
Oh, you can cook potatoes in so many different ways.
That's exactly it. The executive director of the Washington Potato Commission, that's a great job if you can get it, says he's halfway through the fourth week of his potato-only diet with 5 weeks left to go. I hope he's like squirting some lemon juice or he's going to get like some sort of scurvy or some shit.
I don't think it would be good for breakfast.
Well, potato pancakes. Chris Voigt said he vowed to eat nothing but potatoes for 60 days to bolster the reputation for the starchy staple, which he said often gets unfairly labeled as unhealthy. Voigt said he's eaten his potatoes in all imaginable forms, including boiled, baked, fried, grilled, and even a potato ice cream made by his wife. Apparently. All right. The Moses Lakes man's quest has received multiple endorsements, including one from Governor Christine Grégoire. You'll prove you can eat potatoes without looking like one, the governor joked. Potato ice cream, Rochelle.
I'd do it.
I would do it. Chocolate potato. Absolutely, we would do that. Absolutely, would do that too.
I love potatoes.
Oh, man. Let's see. Potato pancakes, baked potatoes.
There's actually in the new Homemaker magazine that I got.
Yep.
Tons of potato recipes.
Stuffed potatoes.
There's baby red potatoes with like a soy sauce base. That. Awesome.
So many different ways to eat potatoes.
Yep.
All right. But we're going to wrap this show up because we got places to go. But thanks for sticking around. Actually, just thanks to those who joined us in our chat. We do broadcast our show live when we record it, except for the times that we don't. But you were asking yourself, how do I listen to it live? You go to,
how do I listen to it live?
How do you listen to it live, Rochelle?
I'm so confused.
I'm so fucking confused myself, but I have it written on a piece of paper, so I'll read back those words. What you do is you, follow us on Twitter or Facebook. We usually do our shows, Wednesdays and Sundays, 7 o'clock, Calgary time, which is, I think, like 9, Eastern. On Wednesdays, and then usually we do it later on a Sunday, like an 8:30 Calgary time. That's 10:30 Eastern, but we're doing it a bit earlier today, because. But anyways, before we do that, we'll play this one more time. from the beginning. Because I like it. All right.
I like it.
I like it too. Yeah, so thanks for hanging out. Listen to our show. What can you do? You can send us a remix or re-recording of an opening theme, and we'll get you something worth your while. Once we figure out what that is.
Surprise!
It will be a surprise to everybody.
Yeah.
Including us. Yeah. Send it to info@tiptaptip.com. Also, we're accepting any show ideas for episode 200. So again, info@tiptaptip.com if you have any ideas for that. What you could do is this. If you like our show and you listen to it either, you know, after the fact or as a podcast, or if you hang out the live thing or whatever, tell your friends about the show. Because we like listeners. We really like listeners. And stuff. Makes us happy knowing that there's more people that we're reaching out and touching inappropriately.
Oh, you're bad.
Oh, I am bad. How bad am I?
Super bad.
That's right. If you just feel like generally chatting, you can join our voicemail, 310-584-7827. That's 310-5-TIP-TAP.
I think we should get rid of the voicemail because no one does it.
It doesn't cost us anything to keep it around.
Okay.
It costs $0.00 for us to keep the voicemail. And one of these days, it will pay off. So, make it worth our while. Yeah, go to our website. TipTapTip.com has links to our Twitter, our Facebook, etc., etc. I don't know. What's going on? Stuff? Yeah?
Nothing.
Okay. That's good. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
My name is Rochelle.
Okay, bye.
Bye.